With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House says President Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. This is White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
It's a fairly common condition in older adults when blood flow valves don't work properly. The White House said the president underwent a medical checkup after he noticed mild swelling in his legs. A spokeswoman also said bruising on Donald Trump's hand that's been covered up by makeup is consistent with irritation from his frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin.
Well, the recently passed reconciliation bill likely will not be the last. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says all Republicans agree there needs to be a second reconciliation bill.
The problem is there's no clear definition of what that is.
Lankford says even though Republicans enjoy the majority, as he puts it, they need to get their ducks in a row when it comes to the types of spending that can be addressed in a second bill.
Rescissions are about annual spending. Reconciliation is about mandatory spending.
Lankford tells the Salem Radio Network his party may need a few more months to decide what budget and spending issues should be addressed in a second bill. Bob Agnew reporting.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are in merger talks that would create the largest railroad in North America. And Chevron has scored a critical ruling in Paris that has given it the go-ahead for a $53 billion acquisition of Hess and access to one of the biggest oil finds in the last 10 years. Recently passed reconciliation bill likely will not be the last, and an explosion this morning has killed at least three sheriff's deputies. It's being investigated in Los Angeles as a possible training accident. ICE plans to hire 10,000 employees over the next 5 years. ICE expansion follows a bill signed recently by President Trump. This is SRN News. A Christian bookstore taking Colorado to court.
The state has a law that requires people to address others by their preferred pronouns, even if they don't fit the person's actual biological sex. That's a problem for the Christian owners of born-again used books in Colorado Springs, and they have retained Alliance Defending Freedom for their lawsuit. ADF spokesman Hal Frampton says, quote, "The state cannot compel Coloradans to speak in ways that violate their deeply held religious beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's wide-ranging budget bill just passed by Congress seeks to defund Planned Parenthood, but other abortion businesses are targeted as well. A spokeswoman of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says it's about any big business or network that performs abortions. Taxpayers should never be forced to prop up an industry that profits from ending human lives. This is SRN News. Don't look now, but the price of beef is on the rise.
According to U.S. government data, the average price of a pound of ground beef rose to $6.12 in June, up nearly 12% from a year ago. The average price of all uncooked beef steaks rose 8% to $11.49 per pound. Beef prices have been steadily rising over the past 20 years because the supply of cattle remains tight while beef remains popular, and that's not likely to change anytime soon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
CBS axing The Late Show with Stephen Colbert in May of 2026, the announcement coming 2 days after Colbert spoke out against CBS Global settling with President Trump over a 60-minute story. The news also announced in a press release sent from CBS with a link to a clip of Colbert's announcement on Instagram. More details at srnnews.com.